At the outset of our parsha, we read a poetic yet cryptic statement. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Torah tells us as part of the Shira of Ha'azinu, Yarov Kamatar Lichi Tizal Katal Imrasi. My lekach, my lesson, this is an allusion to the Torah, it will drip like rain. My word, the words of Hashem, again also allusion to Torah, will flow like dew. Yarov Kamatar Lichi Tizal Katal Imrasi. Rashi, in his comment to this pasuk, tells us that there's a difference between dew and rain. When it comes to the dew, hakol smeichin bo. Everyone's happy with the dew because you wake up, there's some moisture on the ground, it helps the crops, it helps the vegetation, it doesn't harm anybody. However, when it comes to rain, says Rashi, yesh shehein atzavim. Sometimes it makes people sad. Kigon hochei drachem amishu haya boro malayayin. There could be people, whether they are people who have things stored outside that are ruined by the rain, or if they are traveling and they themselves get caught in the rain and they get wet or dirty from it. Not everyone's happy when the rain comes, even though obviously it has positive benefits, unlike the dew, in which it is all positive, everyone's happy from the moisture supplied by the dew. The Ksav Sofer, in his comments to this pasuk, asks a very simple question. If there is something wrong with the rain, then why compare Torah to rain in the first place? Why not just compare it to dew? Right? Rashi is going out of his way to tell us why it's better to be compared to dew. Well, then only compare it to dew. Why would the Torah at all mention the connection to rain? Yarof kamatar dechi. So in order to explain this, Ksav Sofer suggests a very beautiful and, I think, very instructive explanation. And he does so by first calling our attention to a well-known statement of Chazal in the Gemara Megillah, in Maseches Megillah, Davav Amud Beis. There the Gemara tells us that if someone tells you, Yagati Velo Matzati, I put an effort to learn Torah, but I wasn't successful. Or the opposite, Lo Yagati Umatzati, I put in no effort, and yet I was successful. Don't believe such a person. Rather, says the Gemara, Yagati Umatzati Ta'amin. Only if a person puts an effort and they are successful can you believe. Which is both a guarantee and a demand. On the one hand, it demands effort. On the other hand, there seems to be a certain level of guarantee that if you do put in the effort, eventually you will achieve some level of success and understanding in Torah. However, the Gemara continues and eventually qualifies this and says, even that is for understanding or sharpening your analytical or deeper understanding of the Torah. However, when it comes to l'ukma girsa, which some understand means just to remember, not to sharpen your knowledge, but to remember what you learned, or the Rif says to get the practical halacha right. One way or the other, there's at least some dimension of Torah described as ukmei girsa, which says the Gemara is siyata d'shmaya. It's not really based on yagati. You can't necessarily guarantee that just because you put in the effort, you will be successful. It's not necessarily true that yagati umatzasi, that there's this dimension, there's some particular dimension of Torah called ukmei girsa, which in fact is all siyata d'shmaya. There is no guarantee. Nevertheless, the basic principle you see from this Gemara, says the Ksav Sofer, is that on the one hand, you need to put in effort. Yegiya is necessary for Torah's success. You can't be lazy. You have to put in the effort. On the other hand, even so, some dimension of Torah will always be a gift from above. It's always going to be requiring some level of siyata d'shmaya. I'll add, parenthetically, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in his comments to the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, points out a very similar idea. And he says that's why the Gemara uses the term specifically matzati. Matzati, which means found, meaning I found, i.e. I accomplished the Torah. But literally, a metzia is to find the lost object. If you stumble on a lost object, that's luck. It's a gift. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, even when you put in the effort, yagati, it's still matzati. It's still only a metzia. It's still only a gift in the sense that on the one hand, you have to put in the effort, even then, it's a gift from Hashem. So it's a little bit of a diuk, really, as far as I understand, the same idea of the Ksav Sofer, but a nuance he adds into the inference, a diuk, a close reading of the choice of word, matzati. Either way, based on this understanding of the Gemara, the Ksav Sofer is ready to return to Rashi in our Parsha. Says the Ksav Sofer, we understand, there's actually Gemara that says this, that there's a fundamental difference between dew and rain. Dew comes down to us from the heaven, straight from up above, and lands, so to speak, on the ground, on the grass, etc. It settles on our crops, on our earth. Rain, however, is the result of a cycle. There is a cycle. Water evaporates, it comes clouds, it goes from the ground starting up, then evaporates, goes up, then comes back down as rain. There's a cycle, the water cycle, that produces the rain. Matar, rain, is a cycle. It goes up, it comes down, as opposed to the dew, which just goes down. Says the Ksav Sofer, now we can understand why the Torah chooses the two metaphors. On the one hand, says the Ksav Sofer, Torah is ultimately a gift from above, like the dew. It's ultimately a gift, but we have to work for it. As the Gemara said, it's also Yagati. You'll only have the Matzati if first you are Yagati. So that is like the rain. You have to put in the effort down below, so that that effort, like the water, evaporates, eventually goes up, condenses, and then you'll receive the blessing as it comes back down as rain. So on the one hand, it's like dew, it's a gift. On the other hand, it requires, in order to trigger and be worthy of the gift, it requires something of a dimension of rain. It requires work down below. Ksav Sofer adds that there's a pasuk in Mishlei, which we're familiar with because of a very popular song and part of the davening in the Yom and the Rayim, the opening pasuk in the 16th chapter of Mishlei, Perek Tzayin, La'adam ma'arche lev, u'mahashem ma'aneh lashon. That on the one hand, a person prepares, does all the ma'arche lev in his heart, in his effort, he puts in all the preparations. But at the end of the day, despite all the ma'arche lev, all the preparations of man, Hashem ma'aneh lashon. What actually comes out of the mouth, our actual success, whether it's in learning or davening, ultimately is a gift from Hashem. So the Ksav Sofer, it's the same idea. On the one hand, we have to put in the effort. On the other hand, even when we put in the effort, ultimately our blessings, our successes are a gift from Hashem. And now, going back to Rashi, we understand. On the one hand, the Torah is compared to dew, which Rashi says everyone is happy with. Who's not happy when they get a gift? Tal, a gift, just comes from above, a gift from Hashem. Who wouldn't want to be happy with that? Not everyone is happy with the fact that Torah is like rain, that you have to put in a lot of effort. But Rashi includes that nevertheless, because that's absolutely critical. The only way to merit Torah like dew is to first work hard like rain.